श्लाघया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरवे हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गे राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि विश्वान्सुते प्रणमामि श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं आददानशीलं दन्तैरीदं याचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमदरूपदं भोजधूलिश्यां मम जन्म चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्यलीला रूप संवाद रूप शिक्षा. आई हैव टोल्ड अबाउट ध्रुव दैट हिज भक्ति वाज सकाम. ही वांटेड through a table activities. Though he was serving Narayan, also his bhakti was Arup Siddha Bhakti, covered by somewhat karma. But Prahlad Maharaj is superior. I have told so much about Prahlad Maharaj that his bhakti was nishkam. Even Nrisimhadev wanted to give something, benediction, but he did not look out. He refused to take any benediction. So his bhakti is not anything worldly desire, quite free from it. But yet there is something like it. His bhakti is called Gyan Bhakti. You can tell. His bhakti is called Gyan Bhakti. There is so much difference between Gyan and Gyan Bhakti. So he is called Gyani Bhakta, not pure Bhakta. Here, Gyan means the knowledge of Brahma, I am Brahma. This called is knowledge or Gyan. I am Brahma, and after liberation I will mix in Brahma. This Gyan is so much hateful. Any Vaishnava does not accept. Only Shankar or Dvaitavadi, he preached like so. But it is offensive in the Lord's feet of Krishna. But Gyan Bhakta, he knows tattva of Krishna. Those who know the tattva of Krishna, Bhagavan, Brahma, Ji, Shro, and he is seeing everywhere his history. If he will see Krishna, he will think that he is creator, he is everything. And he is full of all powers. He has neither appetite, nothing to drink, is out of all these things. So he is called Jnani Bhakti. Chaturvidha bhajante maam sukritano arjuna. Artho jigyasu arthati jnani cha. Bhavna janma namunti jnani maam prapatyante. Vasudeva sarvam iti sa mahatma. Vasudeva sarvam, everywhere. That is jnani bhakti. He knows Vasudev, Krishna, and he thinks that he is all pervading, he has all kinds of knowledge, creation and everything comes from him. So he cannot serve with his senses, his speeches, and bodily he cannot serve. He will think that he is beyond all things. So nothing to serve him, but he will protect me and he will love and affection me. Like Nrisimhadev took him in his lap, Prahlad Maharaj did not took Nrisimhadev in his lap, and he never served, but like father, mother, Nrisimhadev, he supported, nourished Prahlad Maharaj. So this is not pure bhakti. And jnan bhakti. Yeah. He is himself telling that what I taught to Asura Balak, this Asura Balak,
demon children,
but not pure bhakti. He told the Asura Balak that from beginning we should try to do some bhajan. Why? Because we don't know whether we will die after 2 days or 3 days or after 1 year. No certainty. And in the boyhood, the heart of the boy becomes pure. No ambition, no requirement, nothing. At that time can easily learn anything. But in old age, after 60 years, anyone can have no new knowledge. He cannot do anything. Like a green bamboo can be mold, but dry bamboo, it cannot be mold. It will
break.
So the persons who are older than 60, they cannot come in bhakti. Like a paper, white paper, anything can be written. But if anything is written on that paper, we cannot write anything. So in boyhood, we should try to do bhajan. If anyone tells that you should do bhajan, after learning something, collecting some money, and after marrying any good devotee lady, having children, managing very good house, provided with all kinds of requirements, and you should test all these things, and when old age come, then we should try to do bhajan. Then Prahlad Maharaj says, don't do. Otherwise, old, before old age you can die. Or when you will be old, then your body will not be straight. You cannot sit down easily. You cannot do bhajan. So many diseases will come. Your mind will be always with problems, full of problems. So you cannot do bhajan. So you must do in very childhood bhajan. Huh? Go on. If you want to, Krishna has not given this body only to enjoy material enjoyments. Wealth, woman and wine and all other things. Only he has given this body only to do bhajan, to realize this Atma and to do bhajan. You can taste all these things, enjoy all these sense gratifications. Even in hog, pigs, serpent and all other dogs, after that you may be that and it is reserved for you. In love, in dogs, life, and others, always enjoying all these things. And they die. They take something, they enjoy and they die. Krishna has not given this body for this. He has given this body that you easily have a, very easily you can have association of any Vaishnava, realized Vaishnava. And thus you can realize Atma and you can do bhajan in this. In other shapes, there is no bhajan, not knowing Atma or Paramatma. So, he has given this human body only to realize all these things in association of any Vaishnava and for sadhan bhajan. Don't be worried for your maintaining life. You see that our suffering, sorrows, death, oldness comes without our permission. We don't want all this. But even it comes automatically. So if there is any happiness at good thing, money, matter and all these things, it will come automatically. Should not be worried for this. All will come automatically. Like sorrow, suffering comes, oldness comes, death comes. You should try to do bhajan. You see that your life is maintained, going on. We never do any worry for maintaining our life. You see that all Krishna gets inspiration to all that. Oh, give him cloth, better food, tasteful mahaprasadam and everything. So don't be worried. If you are doing true bhajan of Krishna, then all your things will be arranged by Krishna himself. In Gita he has told, Ananya Shintayanto Mange Jana Parjupasate Tesham Nitya Abhijuktanam Yog Chem Vahamsam. So why to worry about this? What will be in future? Don't worry for this. Go on doing with a strong energy, Krishna Bhakti. And everything automatically will be solved. Don't fear in this life. Only you can fear from bad works. But don't fear that any ghost will come, an enemy will come, a wild beast will come and kill me, a ghost will come and cover me, what? Attack me. Don't think. Krishna is so powerful that he will arrange everything. Devils will go at once. They will come. Ghost cannot come. Any animal, enemy cannot come. Anyone. And everything will be arranged. So be fearless. Don't fear in this world. So, if you are alive for 100 years, 50 years will go in sleeping, 20 years in boyhood will go in learning and being expert, and the age of 80 to 100 will go in oldness, you cannot do anything. So remaining 10 years, in 10 years you will have to marry to support your children, make houses, so many things. When you will do bhajan? So from childhood you should do bhajan. What is bhajan? He told that first you should serve your Gurudev, like your friend and bosom friend. And here, don't think anyone enemy. So he gave all these teachings. But he had not served Nrisimhadev. As a momentary he took darshan. That's all. He's weeping, Prahlad Maharaj, that I have no mercy from Nrisimhadev because he gave me so much big kingdom and I am involved in this. I cannot remember him without any break. There are so many difficulties coming, Vighna Badha.
Obstacles
are coming in my this, my remembering in Krishna. I cannot remember him like Hanuman. I cannot serve like Hanuman. So I'm always busy in my state, managing and everything. So this is not mercy of Nrisimhadev. And he is speaking. So he is telling that I cannot serve Nrisimhadev because he has no need of that. How can I serve him? Because he has no appetite, no thirst, nothing. He never becomes tired. He has legs and legs head, legs and legs legs, hands. Oh, how I can? So Prahlad Maharaj Bhakti is, Prahlad is Jnani Bhakta, not pure Bhakta. He cannot serve like Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam, like Hanuman sir. How Hanuman sir? We will explain further. Anyone can tell, oh Prahlad Maharaj, you are very what? Uttam Mahabhagavat. And Nrisimhadev has so merciful to you that he came to save you. Hiranyakashipu, having so much power, he wanted to kill him. But, and also he has some benediction that he will not die in night and day in any in house or out of house, in inner house, not on earth, not in the sky,
not by weapons,
not by
any weapons,
weapon,
not by
any, not by demigods,
not by
any man, animals, not in any month, even
not day, not night.
And thus he wanted to be eternal,
immortal.
But Nrisimhadev come at once from a pillar, and he was in the shape of not as a human being. This was human, but this was of lion. Not in a sky, not in earth. He took Hiranyakashipu here. Not
any weapon.
Not outside, not inside, but on the
door.
Not any month. It was out of month. How?
Leap year.
Not by any weapon.
On the nail.
On nail. And took up all his. And he, like garland, and became so serious. Her hair began to burned, as if whole sky, ether, and everything, whole world will be finished in a moment. So anyone telling that to save you, Nrisimhadev came. But Prahlad Maharaj is refusing. No, he has not come for me to save me. He has come to glorify bhakti. So glorifying bhakti, he came to me. He has told that my bhakti are not destroyed. So told.
Keep
that promise. Especially he has come not for me, he has come to liberate his two
servants,
Jay and Vijay. And also he has come to अपने प्रिय भक्त के वचन को रखने के लिए.
Keep the words of his dear devotee.
Your devotee, where? Jay, Sanakshandar Sanatan, they have cursed Jay Vijay. So he has come that after three births, in three births, Krishna will come, Narayan will come, and he will liberate you. So he has come for Jay Vijay and to keep the words of his devotee, Sanak Sanandan Sanat Kumar, and to glorify bhakti, not for me. He was bound to come. So I have no kripa. I am not Sadhnishankarev. Actually, Hanuman, being the servant of Ram, he has served Ram in all ways. How he has served Hanuman? He is servant of Ram. He is friend of Ram. He is the seat of Ram. He is the bahan.
Carrier.
Sometimes he used to take Ram Lakshman on his shoulders. Sometimes chhatra,
umbrella.
Like umbrella, he used to do his what?
Tail.
Sometimes by that he used to chamar. Sometimes he was the general of the whole army. Sometimes he was prime minister. Sometimes he used to do kirtan and dance. Siyaram, Siyaram, Jai Jai Siyaram, like this, always. Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, 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 quite absurd, weeping, sometimes lamenting, and sometimes rolling on the earth. So certainly Hanuman is a very dear friend. Sometimes when Sita was stolen, he jumped sea and went to Lanka and discovered Sita and returned. He told Sita, if you like, you can climb on my back, and I am at once taking you to Ram. She told, no, Ram should come and fight, and he should kill Raman, then I will return. Otherwise, Hanuman has done this very easily. Sometimes, when Ram used to be tired, he used to message. Sometimes, when a pool was needed, he brought so many mountains and mountains, so many big pieces of rocks, he made it. So in all ways Hanuman serves always. Once when pool was being done, full, you know.
Breeze.
Always bringing so many stones. And pool was to be, bridge was to be completed. Ram was looking and seeing that, oh, how strange. They are taking my name, Ram Ram, and keeping the stone in the water. And it is floating, not going down. I should test whether I am giving any stone throwing in the sea. It is drowning or it is floating. So he went in a very nirjana sthan.
Secluded place.
And sitting in a bush, he took some stone and threw out in the sea. At once there was a shabd hua.
Sound
ship and it went down. Wrong. In the meantime, Hanuman came and told Ram that what you are doing here alone? Why you came here? Ram told, I want to search you. What you are doing, tell me. He told that I took a stone and throw out in the sea. I was testing whether it is
floating
or down. I saw that at once it went down. And I'm worried, how they are doing? Taking my name and all stones are floating. He told that those will take your name, then at once cross the deep and birth ocean, all suffering ocean. And to whom who will throw out, you will neglect, you will throw out. They must draw. Without your mercy, anyone cannot cross all these things. So Hanuman is doing always service to Ram. So Hanuman always serving Sri Ram. So he is called Premi Bhakta. First, Jnani Bhakta. Second, Shuddha Bhakta. Third,
Premi
Bhakta. Fourth,
Prem
Par Bhakta. Fifth,
Prematur
Bhakta. There are five stages of Bhakta. This Hanuman is now Premi Bhakta. But before this, one stage has gone. Like Ambarish Maharaj. He is pure Bhakta. Advanced then, Jnani Bhakta. Prahlad Maharaj is liberated. He is Uttam Bhagavat. But Ambarish Maharaj is not liberated, nor he is Uttam Bhagavat. He may be afterward. But he is Sadhak Bhakta. But yet he is senior, because he is Shuddha Bhakta. How he is Shuddha Bhakta? He has engaged his all senses, body, mind, soul, everything in service of Krishna. His mind is engaged in remembering glories of Krishna. His eyes are engaged in seeing the Vigraha, Sri Vigraha of Thakurji, Krishna. His ears, he has engaged always to hear the glories of Krishna and his associates. His mouth always chanting Krishna name, Hari Nam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, always like this. His body to do pranam, Ashtang pranam. Hands used in the service of washing, grooming the temple of Bhagavan, and also serving of devotees. His feet were always engaged in going to Vrindavan, Navdeep Dham, and the places of pastimes of Krishna in Mathura, in Vrindavan, in Radhakund, Shyamkund, Sampadhi. Always observing Ekadasi and the birthday of Krishna, Nrisimhadev and all others. Thus engaging himself and his all senses in the service of Krishna. So he is pure bhakta. Not jnani bhakta, more than this. Though he is not liberated, but he is somewhat more. After some days, when he will be siddha, then he will be more than Prahlad Maharaj. And he will serve Krishna by his all senses, more than Hanuman also. Now, here, in sadhan bhajan, in sadhan bhakta stage, anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama, it is pure in Ambarish Maharaj. His bhakti is not covered by jnan, karma, yoga, tapasya. He has no any world desire, so that bhakti is pure. And he has engaged his all senses, body, mind, speech, in the service of Krishna. So he is pure bhakti. But he is not so developed. He is in this world. So Hanuman is better than him. But again, Chitraketu Maharaj comes. What he is? Chitraketu Maharaj. He has some more engaged his senses, more than Ambarish Maharaj. He is pure bhakta and more developed than Bharat.
Ambarish Maharaj.
How? He has told, being in the shape of demon, even he has told that, I want to serve Krishna, I don't want salvation, I don't want to be Brahma or Indra or having so much kingdom, wealth and reputation, I don't want anything. I want to serve Krishna like Ajatapakshayuvamataramkhaga tanne jatha vachyatarah chudharta priye priyeva visutang vishanna Manor Bindakshya Didikshate Swam. I want to serve, O Krishna, like a beloved serves his beloved. Right? Hanuman cannot serve like this. Can he serve? Like beloved, he cannot. Prahlad Maharaj, never he can think. In Ambarish Maharaj, we have seen not this mood. So he is very high class of them. And he is more than Uttam Bhagavatam. He wants that I should always do kirtan like Vatsa. Vatsa means
cow.
I should remember Krishna like birds, child birds.
Baby bird.
And I want to serve Krishna like my beloved. So this is very highest kind of devotion. Hanuman wants to sleep with Ram on the same cot in the night. He cannot do. Sita will come and take him out of the room at once. No? And Lakshmi will tell, oh, Hanuman, Bandar, you are monkey, you should go away from. So, sometimes he wants to embrace Ram, but he cannot. Because his bhakti is in opulent, as Varjamayi, not Vishrambhamayi. Hanuman sometimes goes to Vrindavan and see, oh, Mother Yashoda is
pleased.
Testing the ear of my this Prabhu, Master, and he cannot do anything. Sometimes he says that oh, my Prabhu is serving Sridham, Subal and all. Sometimes he went on Kurukshetra battle and Krishna told that I am going to be serve Arjun like charioteer. You should always protect Arjun. You should sit on flag of Arjun. I saw that my Prabhu, to whom I always serve, and he is serving Arjun. He is washing horses, massaging horses, and sometimes Arjun orders that take this chariot in the midst of army, and his follow carries the orders, obeys. Oh, then I become upset. I never go to Vrindavan because I will see that Sridham, Sudham has defeated my Prabhu and they have shot on the shoulder of my Prabhu and they are telling that, oh horse, go on. I cannot hear all these things. And if any gopi will tell Krishna that I am so tired, you should massage my feet, then Krishna will do, oh, that is why I never go to Vrindavan. So his bhakti is affluence. He cannot serve Krishna or Ram in that way. So he is telling that Pandavas are more superior than me. Arjun, serving Krishna, Arjun, Yudhishthira, Draupadi and all, how I will explain further. I will explain tomorrow all these things. You should be ready to see
drama.
Any drama, and you can give some place here. So you should sit like that, and they should also give up this place.